selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours, bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me.
People like you.
Good morning. Welcome to Just in Time. On today's episode of Just in Time, we'll talk about things that are very important. And this next 10 months, next 12, is very important. And that's the president election. And I'm going to talk about things that are important to me that should be important to you as a listener and also as someone who's going to make an imprint on next generation. And also one who I hope is going to save us. And, you know, I want you to understand, this is just my opinion. I research things. The election is so critical. Number one, I'm going to touch on things why it's critical. But let me just give you something. Joe Biden, to some people, he probably did a great job. To some people, he probably did a not quite great job. But to me, Joe Biden, he lied, number one, to the black race. So he lied to us. Number two, he really didn't do a lot. Number three, I just think health-wise, we have to be very important of what other countries are seeing as our leaders. And I feel like based on his health and his age, it's time to, it's time for him to go and, into the sunset. Retire or, go to the beach. I feel like he's not able and healthy enough to run another term and really impact American like we're going to need to impact. Now, I sit here right now understanding that the election is November 5th, 2024 on a Tuesday night. And all I can say is I still don't know who my candidates are as far as who I'm going to vote for. Right now, I'm not really looking at colors, red or blue. I'm not really looking at affiliation, Democrat or Republican. I'm looking at the elections from strictly a human being eye, okay? And, we have to understand what's at stake right now. The future of our democracy and our country is at a high level when it comes to being taken away. When it comes to not having that. And I want you to understand that is critical to the way that we live. That is critical to the way that we do policy. And so it's critical as far as you doing your research on what candidate that you want to have in the office. And once again, I ask that you look at this next election through a human being vision and not a Republican or Democrat or red or blue or elephant or whatever the hell, rabbit, whatever. I want you to look from it from a human being, because at the end of the day, this election is going to affect the human being. It's going to affect people who may not have, who may have less. It's going to affect people who can't speak up for themselves. And so, once again, it's critical that our democracy is challenged, and we need to make sure we stand up to be able to continue to live how we live, to be able to continue to have the laws and to have the way of life we want to have. And, so do your research on your candidates. You got time right now to take just 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Every day or every other day, just researching these candidates, research their policies, research their donors. You want to know who these people are attached to. You want to know their belief. You want to know that they believe and what they're attached to align with yours. Once again, a lot of things is being hidden, but we living in a messed up America. I'm grateful that I'm able to live here, but some of the things that need to get changed, number two, our education system. I work in it. I know what's going on. We're trying to do more with less. And in some cases, that's not even fair to the students and fair to the kids. But that's what's going on in a lot of school district and just the education system itself. Budgeting, there is none. They're cutting every year, every day now. They're cutting programs. You know, when you cut a program, you lessen the chance of a student being successful if they first gen, low income. Because, see, those are the individuals that's, once again, being affected by what is about to transpire as we go forward. And so we want to make sure that we in a weed out system right now. Okay, I want you to understand, besides the spiritual warfare, it's a lot of people getting weed out just by some of the things that are going on. And you have to, once again, say to yourself, how can I impact this world? Because if you got kids like I do, if you got grandkids, you want the world to be better than what you're living in, okay? And you want to equip your kids to live in that world. And all I can say is that we have to, once again, put education at the top of the key when it comes to things that are important in the election. We have to start figuring out how to position our kids and our students to be successful, and how to identify if a student don't want to go to college, they got a trade opportunity, because a trade is still a career, you know. And we have to bring back, I wish we bring back vocational into high schools. We really need those vocational programs back into high schools. They can really change the pathway of a student life just by having an option, because everyone is not going to go to college. Everyone is not going to go to the military. And so just having that vocational side for those students to have an option to build a career and be comfortable, we have to find out how to collaborate and how to stretch every dollar we have. And, healthcare. Oh, that is another critical, important point that's coming up in the election. These premiums, insurance, healthcare, the hospital, the lack of staff, nursing. Once again, it's not just in the education system, it's in the healthcare system. Once again, they're doing more with less. And so we got to find out how to create a new way of building nurses and a new way of having support staff. And we got to find how to put the hospital and the healthcare back in a positive light, because of COVID-19, which I'm gonna touch on at the end. A lot of people feel like they can't trust doctors, and they can't trust nurses, and they can't trust going to the hospital. So that's why you having a large toll of people dying, because people are not going to get well and check up. They're not going to seek out what is wrong with them. They just, because they know they gonna go pay high premium and pay a lot of money to get minimal services. So once again, we got to make sure people are understanding that healthcare, it should be equal to everyone. And it should be something that you should not have to stress about when it comes to trying to protect and trying to make sure you can live and be healthy. Another thing I want to talk about is just, immigration. Immigration is very, very, very important. Building a wall, not go build a wall. I think people have a right. Everybody think America is the place where you can, your dreams come true. It may be true for some, a percentage. But then some people, once again, they have their reason why, they move away from America and they are in different other countries. But, we got to make sure, however you feel about, once again, not your parties, not your colors, but you as a human being. Because in this election, it's going to be the people who really examine and have that visionary of how to, once again, have transparent and how to work with people who they don't agree with and still get come and goes done. That's what I'm looking for. I don't want people in there for money. I don't want people in there to put people in the Supreme Court so that things can change for the worse. I don't want another Clarence Thomas. I don't want another Ruckus. Clarence Thomas. Okay? So I really want you people and the listeners to understand that you are important to voting and putting the right leader in position to lead us, because these other countries, they're watching, yo. And I promise you, at some point here within the next 3 years, someone is going to attack us. Okay? They are. Because we have shown signs of weakness. And when I say signs of weakness, I want everybody to understand I'm not talking about the military. I'm talking about our leaders. I'm talking about those people who sit in the Congress and sit in the Senate. I'm talking about those people. Okay? They have really shown that America could be attacked because we do dumb stuff, you know? And it's important that we come together as people, as human beings, and we seek out a leader who can help us with these issues, gun policy, abortion, like I said, climate change. If you don't think climate change is real, you probably need to go to, I think they call them a therapist, because it's real. If you don't see all these things that are happening in Hawaii and across New York and just floods and tornadoes and national, I mean, it's just, we really once again need a leader to be in there and to make that a very important part of one of their policies to address how we go to address climate change. I can't sit here this morning and tell you how to address climate change, but I know we need to address it, okay? Just like we need to address Supreme Court appointees. You know, everybody know what Clarence Thomas did and all the money he got and all the special incentives he got to vote, you know, sway another way and not to do right by just doing right. You know, like my granny and my mom used to always say, John, there's no gray areas. It's either right or wrong. And I, you know, as I grew up to be a young man and an older man, I saw the difference because I was put in a situation where I had to once again do the right thing because the wrong thing is just not. And so once again, just making sure we have somebody who can really, set the tone. There's been a lot of things with the Supreme Court, you know, as far as abortion, and as far as, you know, them trying to have rights over women bodies and tell women what they can and cannot do. And so once again, we just need a leader who can see this situation, this issue, and address it in a ethical way. I just want ethical. I want a lot, like it's a lot of unethical things that are going on in our government, going on in this world. And I just want people who can see everybody, not just a group, not just a color. Their eyes can really reach the human being heart and they can say, you know, I want to change this for them. I want to change this for them. I want to, like, and not just have motives to just maybe make themselves rich or make a certain group rich. Now, like I said, I know politics is a big bowl of juice. You can have so many different things in there, but at the end of the day, you know, our safety, how our education, our kids are being growing, job economics, employment, that's very critical. You know, right now, taxes, you know, and people are getting taxed out their houses. Literally, they own houses for 30, 40 years, and now they have to lose it because the mortgages have went up and they don't have the money because the cost of living is outrageous. But yet, the dollar have not went up. The, you know, jobs as far as salaries have not went up. And so, like right now, we're average when it comes to the cost of living. It's a lot of people living in their cars. It's a lot of people make gas station parking lot they home at night, and then they drive to the parks during the day. And I'm just telling you, because of our economy, because of the leaders we have, these are the things that are going down. And these are the people who are going to continue to be affected, right? And so, once again, please, no matter what you do this next November, make sure you make voting a important thing and make sure you do your research. And once again, the last thing I'm going to talk about is the American dollar. It is not looking good now for the American dollar as we go forward. And it looked like we will have this digital city. It looked like we will have computers doing regular human beings' jobs. And so once again, what are we going to do with those human beings who are losing their jobs to AI and these robots? Okay? Yeah, it's okay to have change, but we're the original. And when I say we, I'm talking about, once again, the human being. Okay? I'm not talking about a color. I'm not talking about a certain party. I'm talking about you as a human being. So when you examine this, when you're looking to see who you go vote for, make sure you do your research and make sure you understand that there's so many issues that need to be addressed. And we want the right leaders. We want the right leaders in position. Not just the president, but the vice president and everybody who's appointed in his cabinet when he's he or she. Okay, because I want to say that because I am not against having a woman leader. Okay. And so, but we know what we're going to have behind it. That's a lot of support. Because once again, if other countries see us having a woman as a leader, and we're supposed to be the most feared country, then they might attack. That just, you know, is what it is. But if we got a great lady leader and she know her stuff, no problem. I hope y'all have a great day. I hope y'all masked up because remember, COVID-19 is still around and it's still taking people's lives. Thank you guys for listening to Just In Time. Have a happy Thursday. Y'all be blessed.